You're listening to Bite Size Medicine. We are medical and dietetic students sharing up-to-date literature about food and health. Our mission is to give pertinent highlights for clinicians and students in healthcare. This is not intended to be used in place of medical advice. My name is Jordan.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Phil. Let's get started.
For this week's episode, we'll be exploring the relationship between food and your brain. We'll spend the first part of the podcast talking about foods that may decrease brain function, and then we'll talk about foods that may improve brain function.
What's the difference between food that's bad for your body and food that's bad for your brain?
They're the same foods. Although we never want to say foods are good or bad, diets high in saturated fat and added sugars can lead to obesity and obesity-related health issues, as well as impair brain function.
Diets heavy in added sugars and fatty foods, such as the typical American diet, miss out on key nutrients such as vitamins D, E, B6, and folate, and minerals like iron and magnesium.
Human research data is beginning to show a link between Western diets and neurodegenerative conditions, as well as delays in pediatric brain development.
Wait a second. How exactly does a Western diet lead to brain damage?
The typical American diet is high in sugars and simple starches, but low in complex carbohydrates and fiber.
And fewer fruits and vegetables means lower amounts of fiber in the American diet.
I imagine fast food and an inactive lifestyle aren't good for you either.
Not at all. Physical inactivity, larger portion sizes, and increased screen time all contribute to rising rates of overweight and obesity in the United States.
72% of men and 64% of women in the United States are overweight or obese, and 32% of children and adolescents are overweight or obese.
All of that leads to higher incidence of cardiovascular disease, hypertension, and type 2 diabetes.
Okay, but that still hasn't answered my question about the brain.
Obesity, metabolic syndrome, and diabetes are diseases in which your glucose levels are unbalanced. Chronic levels of elevated glucose and insulin create a pro-inflammatory state in the body. Increased levels of inflammation impair signal transduction in the brain.
For example, your hippocampus, which plays a role in memory formation and processing, can be affected. Patients with high serum glucose levels were shown to have hippocampi with decreases in volume and structure.
A recent systematic review of the literature showed that poor glucose control, as evidenced by hyperglycemia, high hemoglobin A1C levels, and wide glucose fluctuations are negatively associated with cognitive abilities in type 2 diabetics without dementia.
Sounds like I should cut back on pizza and ice cream. What else should I change in my diet?
Saturated fats have also been linked to cognitive impairments like memory, speed, and mental flexibility.
In one study, men were given either a low-fat or a high-fat diet. After 7 days, the high-fat diet group had significantly decreased attention scores.
Saturated fats and simple sugars have also been linked to increased risk of Alzheimer's and ADHD.
This is serious. Tell me what I need to eat to prevent brain decline.
First, replace simple carbohydrates like sodas, candy, and pastries with complex carbohydrates such as fruits, vegetables, nuts, whole grains, and legumes.
Second, increase your intake of omega-3 fatty acids by replacing foods high in omega-6 fatty acids, such as soybeans, corn, and sunflower oil, with foods high in omega-3 fatty acids, such as fish, flaxseed, olive oil, and walnuts.
Remind me why omega-3 fatty acids are good for the brain again?
Omega-3 fatty acids aid in cognitive development, neuroplasticity, synaptogenesis, and synaptic transmission.
Omega-3 fatty acid supplementation was found to slow cognitive decline over a 12-month period in patients with Alzheimer's disease when compared to a placebo. While this study utilized omega-3 supplements, it's always a better idea to get any nutrient from food first, as supplements are not regulated by the FDA.
I better eat more salmon and trout then, since those foods are rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Speaking of which, are there other foods that may improve overall brain function?
You can increase your intake of foods that contain iron.
How does that help?
Iron is essential for your body's production of red blood cells, which are necessary for oxygen transport. Cells need oxygen to grow and provide immunity, and your brain needs oxygen to function.
Lower serum iron levels have also been found in patients with anxiety, depression, and schizophrenia.
That study found that lower serum iron is correlated with these conditions, but has not been proven to cause anxiety, depression, and schizophrenia.
Iron supplementation appeared to improve memory and intellectual ability in healthy, premenopausal female participants between 12 and 55 years of age in 7 studies, regardless of whether the participant was initially iron insufficient or iron deficient.
I heard the recommended daily allowance varies, but in general they recommend 18 milligrams a day. Remember, if you are concerned about your iron intake, talk to your doctor or dietitian before taking iron supplements, and always try to get iron from food first.
That's right. You can find iron in enriched flour, as well as spinach and other vegetables such as broccoli, chard, collards, asparagus, Jerusalem artichokes, baked potato with skin, snap peas, pumpkin, mushrooms, tomato products, and whole grains, not to mention red meats.
I hear that berries and nuts are healthy for you too.
Berries contain anthocyanins, which is a polyphenol with antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties associated with increased neuronal signaling in brain centers, leading to improved memory and glucose regulation.
In a small study of elderly individuals, blueberry juice supplementation for 12 weeks was shown to significantly improve memory function, with the added benefit of reducing depressive symptoms.
And in another large-scale study of elderly individuals, higher consumption of strawberries and blueberries was associated with slower cognitive decline in women.
And what about nuts?
Tree nuts are a good source of essential nutrients and contain a variety of phytochemicals that decrease inflammation and reduce oxidative stress. Walnuts in particular contain a number of potentially neuroprotective compounds like vitamin E, folate, melatonin, several antioxidative polyphenols, and significant amounts of omega-3 fatty acid.
A randomized crossover trial of over 200 healthy male and female college-age students showed increased inferential verbal reasoning after an 8-week supplementation of walnuts.
So to summarize, the current standard American diet is not only impairing our physical functioning, it may also impair neurocognitive functioning.
You can encourage your patient to eat more fruits and vegetables, nuts, and complex carbohydrates.
That's right. When possible, choose whole foods.
Aim for a rainbow-colored palate with plenty of fruits and vegetables.
Omega-3 fatty acids are good sources of fat with anti-inflammatory effects. They can be found in fatty fish like salmon, tuna, and trout, and in walnuts and olive oil. Omega-3s may boost cognitive function and improve mood. Aim for at least 3 servings a week.
Stock up on nuts and berries. Buy berries when they are in season, or buy frozen berries for their antioxidant effects. Nut butters are delicious, filling, and healthy.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out our social media show notes for more information. That's today's taste of bite-sized medicine.